What is a business? Really, have you thought about it? Can you give me a precise definition of what business is? I really think it can vary. Honestly, it really is a matter of perspective, a matter of attitude, and what I really want to make you guys take away from this podcast is to look at the life of a guy who is not an expert at building businesses and investing. On the contrary, I'm nothing more than a fool. I'm actually the guy who's going to fail multiple times and that will get hit with the reality of life. But at the same time, I'm someone who I think can learn from those mistakes and all of those experiences. And furthermore, continue to improve because I am so disproportionately in love with the world of business and investing that I can't see myself doing anything else but that. Okay, so today, as a commencement for the show, and sort of like to give you guys my comic number one, or my contextual story of who I am and why I created this podcast, I will give it to you in two different episodes. First, which is this episode, I'll give you the day that changed my complete perspective on business, and then on the second episode, the proper context of who I am. Now, as a very short piece of information, I'm Costa Rican. I live in Costa Rica all my life. I've lived here. Almost all of my family lives here as well. And we have, you know, sort of like these typical family meetings for special days and holidays like Christmas and birthdays and Thanksgiving sometimes. So last year I was at one of these meetings in my cousin's house. And one of my cousins, other cousins, his name is Dorian. He is a hardcore entrepreneur. And what I mean with this is that he was born to make a living out of himself, not working for anybody else but himself. And you know me, being the ambitious, greedy son of a gun that I was, I was incredibly interested in talking to Dorian. I rarely see him, honestly. I can just see him and talk to him in these different family meetings that happen like probably twice a year. And, well, I don't know why, I guess I wanted some feedback and tips on how to create Hubble, which is the business that I'm building right now. So I really wanted just some sort of exchange of ideas with him. Try to get the most out of the conversation for me and my project. No, pay close attention to that. Me and my project. Me. Like, you can see already the way that I was thinking about it back then, so. Now, I have to say that throughout my whole life, I've thought of businessmen and businesswomen and just people in general that are from this niche as highly competitive, bloodthirsty, lying, greedy sons of the gun. And funny enough, I saw all of that in myself. All of that came natural to me. All those characteristics that I sensed in the stereotypical businessman, or at least that I thought were the traits that made a businessman naturally successful, I saw all of them in myself, naturally. And that is usually a very bad thing, you know, in society. You don't want to be any of that. But if you're getting into a war zone, you want to be the fiercest. You want to be the strongest. That's what I thought all my life. All my life I've been thinking like that. Except after this day. After this day, everything changed, guys. And I'm going to tell you the story of how my perspective of business changed. That was the day that I learned what business was all about. Okay, so starting out, my dad, he's a particular individual who really knows how to connect people with each other. Now, he does this in a very selfless way because he really wants to make people happy around him. And I think that is a very noble thing. And I think that I have sort of like the same trait, except that I have always thought about it for myself. You know, what can I gain from this other person or from this connection? And that was exactly what I was thinking when I was talking with Dorian. You know, I immediately sensed that he was this shrewd guy who knew exactly what he was doing, who knew the business, who knew how to build a business from scratch, basically, how to build a brand, how to build his own reputation, his sales, and everything else. And, well, therefore, of course, I was very interested in getting his advice because I am just a young dude who wants to create a business and who wants to, you know, get immersed in the world of business in general. So, well, my dad kind of connected us in that way because he, I guess he brought up the subject of business and how Dorian was building his own thing, and then I was doing my own thing, and then he saw that, and he was like, hey, you guys should talk, blah, 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 right? So, well, long story short, we started talking, and we started connecting as soon as we just open our mouths, you know, like he was talking about all these different personalities and famous people. I was talking about, we were talking about Shark Tank, actually, like, you know, Mr. Wonderful and Mark Cuban and all these other different individuals. And for some strange amount of time, like strange, and I mean like a big amount of time, he started to explain how these people gave their money, or they helped people in need, or tried to make, you know, connections that were not necessarily for their own gain, but for other people's gain. And, you know, I was hearing this and I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, that's pretty cool and all, but I'm interested in the money. I mean, I'm interested in what can you give me and you know, in getting stuff for myself. That's what I was thinking. Okay. And thing is, as we progressed in our conversation, he just continued to talk about this thing. And I'm like, okay, sure. I mean, I get it. I get it. Sure. Okay. But at the same time, I was like, okay, why don't you just stop talking about this and tell me, you know, like awesome, cool things about these dudes, how they like, I don't know, ripped off somebody else, or how they made money incredibly, or they made a super incredible decision. He didn't talk about that. He talked about how they helped others. And I was completely bored by one point. But then, I think it was like one of those stories he was talking about. I think it was Mr. Wonderful or Mark Cuban. Some of those guys. One of those guys. Maybe Richard Branson. I don't know. Thing is, we came to a halt. And it really struck me because he made a statement with that one story. I don't remember the story right now. But I do remember that I felt like he hit me with an emotional story, you know, it's some strings in my heart were pulled. And by that time, he asked me a question. He was like, Andres, you know what business is all about, right? And then I was like, well, no, actually, no. You know, I mean, in my head, I was like, dude, you've been talking about nonsense for like through 30 minutes straight. And then he was like, you want me to tell you? I'm like, sure. He leans forward, and I lean forward, and then he says these words. Business is all about giving. By that moment, I was completely dumbfounded. I really didn't know what to say. You know, everything in my mind was like, but then he saw that, of course, in my face, and then he said, like, okay, let me explain. I'll tell you a story. So the thing with Dorian is that he sells thermal insulation material, which means that it keeps heat controlled or stored wherever you want it to be. And it helps a lot with industrialized areas and factories because you can basically, so it's sort of like paint, so you can basically brush it on some like very risky, you know, very heated material, and you keep the heat inside of that thing so it doesn't come out, and it lowers the risk of getting burned. First of all, it saves a lot of energy as well. It can also be used for houses, you know, so it can be cooler inside. It has a lot of uses, actually. It's like, it's a pretty amazing product. And the thing is that he told me, okay, so I got this case. Okay, so I got this client. He's buying from me. He's buying this material from me. Say he's buying, I don't know, $5 per square feet of material. And I've got my supplier. And my supplier is selling me this material for $3 per square feet. So, you know, I make a profit of two. Okay, so what happens? I realize that my client can't pay more because it's going to be you know, it's going to be a way higher up cost for him. But however, he needs it. He really needs it because he's basically brushing it all over the surface of a tube that is like, you know, super long. And well, he can't really pay for it. So, you know, he's like paying it for it like day by day or month by month whenever he can. And well, it just occurs to me, you know, I'll maybe lower the price. I'll tell this guy, you know what? I'll give it for you for, say, $3 square feet. So, you know, he gives it to him for $3. And now, of course, you're thinking, well, he's just going to break even at best. You know, if the supplier doesn't give him the material, if he doesn't raise up the prices, I mean, he's going to at best break even in this deal. It's pretty stupid for me. You know, I thought about it at first and I'm like, well, why did you do that? And then he told me, well, you see, because now my client can buy more from me than I can get. I can ask for more. I can ask the provider, the supplier, to give me more of the product at scale. When the supplier gets to know that, the supplier says, oh, he's really happy now because a lot of people want to buy from him. So what does he do? He produces at scale. He lowers the prices. So what happens at the end? At the end, he sold it to me for like $2 square feet, and I sold more than what I had done before. So what happened? The client, he was happy because he could afford to buy all that he needed to buy. The supplier, he was really happy because he could sell more and at scale and you know, grow his reputation and his production. And he's got a client through me, and I could make more money at the same time. So it's a win-win-win. It's a triple win. So, you know, then he asked me, what would have happened if I would have been greedy? What if I never would have thought about this other person's pain and try to do something about it? What would have happened? I would have gained less. I would be in the same situation that I was back then. I wouldn't make anything better. I would just stay the same at best. And that's not progress. That is not business. Holy smokes. What? I wanted to cry, honestly. Like, everything just turned upside down for me at that moment with that one story. It made sense to me. It really made sense. Okay, by that time, my mind was completely blown away because from, you know, I mean, my whole life, I've been thinking about business people being these greedy sons of guns, greedy, just lying, you know, beasts that just want everything for themselves and don't really care about anybody else. But then I hear this and I'm like, okay, what? Well, thing is that I learned two things that day. Number one, that everything that I had known about businesses and business world in general was completely wrong, and I had to learn it all over again from scratch. And number two is that I had found a mentor. And for, you know, it is actually a great blessing for me because that mentor is in my family. And that mentor, he really believes in God. He really believes in a lot of things that are good for society and good for the people. And I think that it was just God who put him in my life. I think it's a great blessing, honestly. And I know from that moment on, we have developed a relationship that is pretty much like a mentor-mentee sort of relationship. And I am really getting a lot of knowledge and wisdom from him. He is right now going to write a book about it, about, you know, all that he's lived through. So that's pretty cool. And second of all, I think that I have just begun the journey to really know what business is all about. And the more I am in this journey, the more I change, the more my thoughts just change. And everything that I do, my actions even, they change. They completely changed. The more I get immersed in how is it that I can give out value, how can I help other people, weirdly enough, I feel better. I feel like I'm, I don't know, more alive even, and things just come my way. It's a weird and very cheesy thing to say, but it is true, guys. I mean, like, I'm just telling you that it does work. Thing is, I'm just going to continue with this. I'm just going to continue with my journey, and I'm going to give you guys my perspective, my weekly updates about how I am building Hubble. That is the business I'm building right now. And of course, what I learned, how I failed, how did I rarely succeed, But for sure, that is what this podcast is about. And I just wanted to open up with this statement. What business is all about? Well, think about others instead of yourself. At least at the beginning of a conversation or at the beginning of a connection, always think, how can I bring the majority of the value in this relationship? How can I bring value disproportionately? And how can I make this other person's life better? That is what I would say is business. And I'm honestly just trying to figure it out myself right now. Like, I'm really having a hard time kind of like connecting because it doesn't add up in my logic. But weirdly enough, if you go through that route, you'll find that you get into a very nice place. And if you hear like Gary Vaynerchuk or some other dude like Tony Robbins maybe, you'll see what I'm talking about. These guys are masters at that. And I think that I'm just going to follow that. You know, I'm not going to be a prick. I'm not going to be greedy. I'm really trying to change that, honestly. It's pretty tough. But I'm definitely going to follow those steps. And Dorian is a great mentor. He's a great master in this craft as well. So, yep. And that doesn't mean that I'm not going to be competitive. That doesn't mean that I'm going to give everything out for free. It means that I'm just going to be checking myself, see if I am the one who is providing the most value in a relationship, for sure. And that is exactly what this is all about, you know? So this is basically comic number one, in the sense of like everything that just transpired from that moment on. It's changed my life forever, has changed my perspective on everything forever. I'll go deeper into this and deeper into the self-awareness that I have for myself and for other people. I think that's a very interesting subject as well. But yeah, I just wanted to give you guys that story. Another thing is that I was really looking for a mentor for a long time, and I had finally found one, because I was actually, you know, I actually asked some other guy that I'll tell you guys later if he wanted to be my mentor. And I think that it was a bad decision because compared to Dorian, I think I'd choose Dorian 1,000 times out of 1,000 for sure. He's a great guy. He really knows a lot. He's older than me, of course. And I mean, he knows. He just knows. I mean, he's wiser. He's closer to God than anybody I've known. He is very smart. He is great at executing. So yeah. So this is going to be the journey of how this young dude called Andres Arriaga takes you with him through his failures, through his success, through his hustle, his work, his thinking, his doubts, and everything that comes with the path of trying to make something out of yourself in the business world. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for your time. It would mean the world to me if you could share this with your friends or with somebody. I don't know if you have friends, you can. But if you don't have friends, then share it with your family or with your dog or with your cat. Because I think that a lot of value can be brought forth in this podcast. And I don't know. I just want people to listen to this journey. I don't know. I'm very excited about this. Hope you are as well. Thank you very much, and see you in the next one. Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.